Radio.
Pancake stories and listener interactivity later with Late Night Radio's Pancake Edition. But before that, the world leader decides to get a little bit tossed off.
STR.
Madness.
Episode 82.
Pancake Day.
Today, citizens, is Pancake Day. But some of you might have a problem, as sugar and lemons have been banned in most parts of the Empire, and in the parts they haven't been, supplies have been cut. The Empire's chief culinary chef suggests making a desert pie with delicious sand filling with sea salt shook over it. All you have to do is get a pan, flip them up in the air to turn them. Now enjoy the day, and I hope you come up with mouth-watering recipes. Restaurants aren't banned, but the vast majority can't even afford to step in one. Never mind eat there. Now that they've introduced entry fees to keep you, the riffraff, out.
Saddam! Get the f*** in now! Your pancakes are nearly ready!
Sorry, citizens, I will have to go. You can rule yourselves for a bit.
What were you doing out there, Saddam? You knew I was making pancakes. Some of the ones on the ceiling have started to go stale.
What are you doing with the floor brush?
What do you think I'm doing? I'm scraping the unsuccessful ones off the ceiling.
I'm going to have to eat those.
I'll feed them to the cat, then.
We don't have a cat.
We do now. Problem is, it thinks whiskers is it only comes on pancake day.
These pancakes, Mother, are vile. I'm sorry, thanks for trying, but I think I'm going to have to make my own.
In the kitchen.
Where the fuck are the ingredients? I need sugar and lemon and some bread. I know, I'll toast some brown bread in the toaster, and then I'll coat the pieces in sugar and lemon, and then I'll toss them up at the ceiling. That'll make pancakes to die for.
5 minutes later.
Mother, where do you keep the ladder?
What do you need a ladder for? Oh, you haven't! You made a right mess in there! Right, you're banned from that kitchen! Oh, f***! Look at the ceiling! You got pieces of pancake wrapped around the chandeliers! And the light's flicking with lemon running down the bulb! Right, that's it! I'm not making you anything anymore! You'll have to get takeout for breakfast!
Well, maybe I can get early morning chips and have it as cereal. Tip raisins over it instead of salt and pepper.
Why don't you call Hammett? He was British. You might know what he's talking about. But you'll have to cook it upstairs.
Yes, that's a fairly good idea. I'll call him. He is my more favoured employee after all. I'll call him at his office from my office.
Hello, this is Hamid. I have urgent business matters to attend to right now. And if your phone call is less important than these matters, I will have to erase your message when you return. Thank you.
I'm a pick-up, you idiot. This is your employer. The only reason you have business, as it was my business, to put you in business. Now, when you get this message, knock round at the palace, but be sure to have lemons and sugar bags, complete with garlic bread.
Oh, sorry, Wilfried. I'm here. I didn't hear you there. I was playing darts.
What, when you got more important things to do? How long will you take coming round?
About 40 minutes.
Stop taking the perennial piss.
It's just that, for the garlic bread, I'll have to visit the only chippy in town that's still allowed to sell it. And they don't dare do home delivery.
On second thoughts, I'll leave the palace door open for you. I can't be bothered to wait and then come down and open it. Just have a look in all the bedrooms. You'll find me somewhere.
45 minutes later.
Saddam, where's that draft coming from? Close the door!
I would, but I just can't be bothered. I'm no wait, Hamid's coming.
Well, I don't give a f***. I feel like I'm outside here, it's so cold. And that's where you're going to be if you don't shut that door.
I'm sorry to interrupt your usual arguments, but I hope you weren't enjoying it.
What are you here for?
I'm a former Secret Service agent. I've infiltrated Stalin and Kim Jong. I have traipsed through the Alaskan countryside to expose a conspiracy. I have dated the daughters of world leaders, and my mission today is to help you make a pancake.
Well, Chop Chop, as you might remember from your missions in China, get upstairs to my makeshift kitchen in room 127 and start cooking.
Yes, world leader.
Upstairs in a makeshift kitchen over a bath?
Why are you treating the ensuite like a kitchen?
Because, Hamid, there's hot water in these taps, so it's useful to get hot water out of the bath and stick a tea bag in it for an instant cup of tea.
Is that why there's bubbles in my cup of tea? I'm just going over to the sink to pour it away.
Well, the important thing is, did you get the garlic bread?
Well, unfortunately, the fast food place has turned into an Indian, so I've only got pita bread.
It's a bit thick, but it'll have to do. I'll help you squirt your lemons.
Stop! That's Jif!
Oh, okay. I'll feed that one to the birds, then.
Yes, that'll stop them.
I think we'd better do this away from the bath.
But where else? There is no countertop on here.
Well, it better not be the floor or the bed, because then you get little hard bits of carpet in it. I know, lay it down on the windowsill. The hot desert air can help cook it.
I'll lay the pitta down, spray over some lemon and drop this entire bag of sugar in it, and then let nature do its cooking work on it.
And now that there's global warming, it should cook even quicker.
But should we close the window? There is a cold breeze from this sandstorm.
Slam it. It'll turn into the type of pancakes the comrades eat.
5 minutes later...
Yes, some tasty pancakes.
Great. Be thanking you and be seeing you. I'll be taking the pancakes. And now it's time for the missing part. Have you noticed what has been missing from our little cooking experiment?
Personal hygiene? A cooker that doesn't have sand blowing out? Proper bread?
Wrong, wrong and wrong, Hamid. How can you have pancakes without a toss-up? I'll be taking a walk down the corridor.
You don't want to eat one.
Oh, I'm not hungry now, Hamid. The flip pancakes will, in the coming days, fall down on our heads. And I will get a nice, tasty surprise walking down these corridors.
Good job that the ceiling is high, so that they can't easily be detected.
Except the one that's on that skylight.
And does this handle operate it?
You didn't have to turn the handle, Hamid. Now it's sliding its merry way down the roof. And some dignitaries are expected in half an hour. They're about to be hit with a tradition.
Sarah, what the f*** is this? I'm not doing your washing again. There's pancakes on the washing line. And this suit smells of lemon.
And what way to treat a country to this? Dropping a pancake on the head as you did.
Well, it could go a bit further and invade. Oh, just get the f*** out of here. Just leave me to my pancakes. And then I'll toss off.
Presented by Good Lamp and Totally Mad.
This is the Channel 107 Pancake Experience, tossing you some good entertainment.
Bad influential ways.
All the things your parents didn't want you to know about. That they did.
Pancake Day. A day to toss off or toss up. Hi, I used to be a chef until I got found out. Anyway, here's my recipe for making pancakes. First, you start with some pancakes, some eggs, some flour and some milk. You use your elbow to pat it down. Add some butter and then lots of fat and some cheese on top of that if you fancy it. Stick this mixture in a pan for 5 minutes and then it'll be ready to toss. Chuck it up in a kitchen with a low ceiling for maximum splat. Then squirt maple syrup and lemon juice in an upwards direction. The clever part is, only some of this will stick to the pancake so it won't get too drenched. And then when you're done, get a paint scraper to slide the mixture off your ceiling and onto a plate that you're holding underneath it. Then finally, what you've cooked is ready to stick into your mouth regions. That's how to make a perfect pancake.
For more bad influencing advice, visit the ngbchannel.co.uk and look at the BIC and 100 Ways pages.
The Brothers of Stomp present The Good Laugh Guide to Life. The Guide to Soul Destroying Work. That you can make someone do if you're rich and they're not.
the owner or inventor of a time machine, go back to the times of King Wenceslas in the Bible and attend one of his feasts. And then volunteer yourself to work in the kitchen doing the dishes. You'll be lucky if you get out of there before Jesus Christ is born.
Why is it soul-destroying?
Well, because you know how in religion they often predicted the end of the world? Well, King Wenceslas ate like it was the end of the world every day.
The Good Laugh Guide to Life, with the brother of Stump.